Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. Welcome back to the show. 0829 913 913 does the WhatsApp thing on a Thursday. Yeah, what do you think? The South African Research Association of Early Childhood Care and Education will launch its first e-publication by bringing together an array of voices within the sector. Voices from the early childhood care and education field in South Africa, research and promising practices for new directions was born out of a conference held in July last year. Online is Dr. Julietta Harrison, President and Co-Editor at the South African Research Association of Early Childhood Care and Education. Dr. Harrison, welcome.
Thank you very much. What a lovely introduction. Just a little correction to your introduction there. The book was launched on Tuesday this week at the Museum of Childhood. And so we've had a physical launch, and we are busy putting together an online launch because many of our authors, for obvious reasons, could not attend.
Oh, that's I'm great. I'm glad to hear that it's in hard copy, that it's in print form. My intro just said Tuesday, and I didn't want to take a guess on that one. Thank you for that.
No worries. I just didn't want your listeners to think that it was still going to happen face to face.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Now, of course, I mean, how important is a publication like this? It must be very important for practitioners in the field, people who are working at the classroom level.
No, absolutely. You couldn't be more correct in that statement. You know, the early childhood care and education space is a very fragmented space. It's a very complex discipline. And most of the time, the literature that should be available to the people in the trenches, as we put it, is not available to them. It's usually ivory tower literature. They simply can't access it either financially or verbally. So for us at SARIECE, it really was a mission to make sure that this publication was accessible to everybody and anybody. So it's quite a key aspect of the publication in the first place.
I mean, to me, it sounds like it's quite a nice thing to, for example, to drop off at a school where a teacher who might be scratching their heads on certain issues can read this and be inspired or get ideas, because teaching, you always have to have ideas.
Yes, it's not a teaching manual. What it actually is a series of chapters that is drawing from different aspects of the field. So we've got the research aspect, so we're presenting on recent research that's happened in the field, and that could be both at a purely academic level or it could be at NGO level. And then we've also got what we refer to as promising practices. And the promising practices is looking at a lot of the innovations that have taken place, especially during COVID. You can well imagine that during COVID, the ECD sector was very hard hit. Lots of people who were working in that sector were struggling to actually do the work they needed to do, and they had to become creative and innovative. So this book really presents all of that, and is a very positive book. So it's not a manual that a teacher would access and look at and say, oh, I need an idea for Monday's lesson. This is more about inspiration. It's also for people who don't understand the complexity of the field and really would like to try and get to grips with it.
I mean, of course, I mean, early childhood, I wouldn't have to convince you that it has been somewhat neglected, and I think to the detriment of learners as they go through the system, because obviously if things are not right at the beginning, how on earth can they be, okay at the end?
No, absolutely. We have to start with a solid beginning, and those first 7 years of a child's life are absolutely crucial in shaping them, in stimulating them, in ensuring that those neurological paths have been strengthened through really good, playful learning. what we're tending to see across our country is very poor learning taking place because of the incredible challenges that are in those spaces. So this book also represents a message of hope, and it really shows the passion of the people that work in the sector who are determined, despite the challenges, to make sure that children in the classroom are really learning and are going to develop their potential.
Indeed, because indication in the press release is that the book deals with food issues. That's big.
Yes.
Technology to communicate and transformative pedagogy. Okay, you got me on that one. But the first two ones to me seem an absolute no-brainer, that these are things that definitely need to be discussed.
Absolutely. And as I said at the beginning of our discussion, it's a very complex space. It's a very sensitive space. In that space, we have many, many mamas who have set up ECD centers to serve their communities. They don't necessarily have the skill. They have the will. They have the passion. They don't necessarily have the resources. They struggle to get registered. And even the ones who do get qualified don't always know what does that translate into in my classroom? How, if you tell me to do playful learning, what does that actually mean? Does it mean chaos in a very confined space with 40 little preschoolers? That's often the fear. Does it mean that I must indulge in what we commonly refer to as schoolification and whisk out a worksheet because it will keep the space clean? What does it mean when I have no resources? So this book represents some of those challenges, but it also presents the solutions that many people are implementing, actively implementing, and getting really good results on.
I mean, in a sense, the book to me sounds like it's like a talk shop, which is absolutely vital for any industry or any trade or calling that you're working in. It's amazing when you get together with colleagues how much you can actually learn from their experiences. But when you can't meet as much as you would like to, a publication like this can be a very useful bridging mechanism.
It is. And, you know, for me, I wear multiple hats. Obviously, you introduced me as the president of SARI-ECE. I'm actually the outgoing president. From August, I will be handing over after 7 years of service. But aside from that presidency, I also hold an NGO hat for Africa A Plus Schools, and we work in the Cocoa District mainly in the Eastern Cape. And I am an academic at SANTS Private Higher Education Institution. Now, SANTS hosts SARI-ECE, and one of the reasons we chose them as a host is because the students that they train are actually the very people that are those practitioners on the ground. So these are students who are the poorest of the poor. They're working in those spaces. They are really doing their best to be good quality teachers. So a publication like this is also readable for our student that we have at SANTS. It's something that we can say with confidence, you can access this. And it's going to be an open source e-publication. Once the online launch takes place in August, then that will be available on various websites, that link. So anybody can access it. They don't have to pay anything for it. They can access it. They can share it via WhatsApp. So our students at SANTS can easily access it, and it can actually help them with their assignments as well.
Absolutely. So is this going to be an ongoing program? I mean, what's come out already? 32 articles, 32 lead authors, additional 41 authors, 5 editors.
That's right.
Huge, massive undertaking. I mean, is this going to be an ongoing process?
It is definitely something we would like to continue to publish, whether it's an annual one or maybe every second year. That's still to be determined by the committee. Obviously, this is our very first attempt. What was also key for us in this publication were a couple of things. Firstly, we wanted a relatively quick turnaround on the publication, because a lot of people who try to get published get terribly frustrated by, you know, 2-3 years before the document actually comes out, going through multiple iterations, and it's very demotivating. We also wanted people like our practitioners to be confident enough to publish. So one of the things we did was we put a process in place that would literally scaffold and guide novice authors So part of Sarisi's mandate is to provide mentorship. And we did that in this role of helping people to get through into, get their voice out there and actually get published, but do it within a relatively quick time frame. And we, from start to finish, achieved it in 6 months. So as far as we're concerned, it's definitely doable for this sort of publication to become a regular thing from Sarisi. We haven't firmed up quite how regular, but if I had my own way, I would say annual, but I think our committee still needs to determine annual or every second year.
Dr. Juliet Harrison, so many hats, president, co-editor, South African Research Association of Early Childhood Care and Education, Sarisi. That's a long acronym, Director of Africa A Plus Schools, HOD for SANS Higher Education Institute, and a lot more stuff she probably hasn't even told us. Dr. Juliet Harrison, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you, and thanks for having us this afternoon. It was a real pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure.